I was born. Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. This Valentine's Day at Chemist Warehouse, get Michael Bublé Passion for only $49.99. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
He's a very intelligent horse, sometimes too intelligent, and he's full of energy. He's the first horse with his head over the door of a morning, and he's jumping around and plays, and we always know when he's really well.
That was last night, the trainer of Alligator Blood, Whispin. It pricked up your ears because you're a great racing man.
Well, you know I'm not.
David Van Tyck is the trainer. He says that Alligator Blood, if it would have ADD if it was a young kid. And he also said if it was the horse in the classroom, would be the first one that would get detention. You like now you're falling in love with Alligator Blood.
Well, the horses have personalities.
They do.
And I think people overlook that sometimes.
Do you like the fact that it's the first horse to stick its head
yes.
over?
Yes.
All right, well, let's talk to our man here, because Show Me the Money debuted last week. Calvin McAvoy gave us a nice $4 winner. Zofala. Is that how we pronounce it? Zofala. It was in Adelaide. $4, got up nicely. So we're one for one, and now we're going to Graham Begg, who's got a nice little hand. He's got one in at the Valley tonight, but he's got a few at Flemington tomorrow, and he joins us online. G'day, Graham.
G'day, guys.
Nice to talk to you. Tim's all up and about Alligator Blood, a horse with some personality. Who in your stable's got the most personality, and who's going to give us the best result tomorrow?
Best result tomorrow will be Mildred. Horse with the best personality in the stable's horse called Il Divo, who actually won last night at Pakenham.
Hey, Graham, when you hear that story that we played just before, or that clip that we played just before, does that make you smile? Does that sort of make you think, oh, yeah, no, I've got a horse just like that, does exactly the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Il Divo's like a cat on a hot tin roof. You can't keep him still. But the horses have got their personalities, and they're all, you know, some are quiet, some always up and about, and you can't do enough with them as far as their work goes, and they're up for it every day.
What sort of stuff does El Divo do that makes you just laugh and says to you that he's a bit different to everyone else?
Oh, he walks a box, he wins sucks, he's always, you know, on the move all the time, you know. So, but anyway, it didn't stop him winning last night.
Very nice result. So you've given us, you've got one tonight at the Valley, race 7, number 3, Lorchetti.
He's a little sneaky chance, yeah. Big odds.
Yeah, $23.
He'll make his own luck up on speed. And, he's only had the one run for me, and he ran really, really well. And, I think he's trained on well since.
And then tomorrow at Flemington.
She runs up the straight before, and she's won both times. So she's pretty adept at going up the straight, and she's drawn well tomorrow. So she'll find the fence, and she'll certainly make her own luck. She's coming off a win first up at Caulfield, so... You know, she's in good form, and she's very professional the way she goes about her business.
And we like the confidence levels. Calvin McAvoy last week gave us an 8.5, how confident he was with Zofala, and it won. What confidence level have you got with Mildred?
We'll go a 9, eh?
9! Hey, like it, Graham.
We like that. What about race 2? You've got Global Sanction. Yeah. Any chance at all? Yeah.
Up to a mile, she'll be well suited, no weight on her back. So, she's a little sneaky chance.
Juicy odds.
With a Galaxy in the last.
Galaxy Raider
in the last, yeah. Probably got a last chance with fast run race, and he's got no weight on his back, and sort of a bit of a freshen up for a month between runs. So, he certainly could figure in the finish.
Righto, Graham, we have put a little bit of pressure on you, but we're one for one, so we're going to watch with great interest. Race 3, number 1, Mildred at Flemington. Thanks for joining us this morning on Show Us the Money.
That's a pleasure.